Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing here today? I'm Ann Eller, and of course, you're listening to Meet Me at the Diner. My very special guest today is Rosemary Bell. She's the executive director of Greater United, Greenwood United Ministry, and they got an event coming up in a couple of weeks, but I also thought it was a good opportunity to sit down with Rosemary since she's been over there about a year and a half. I guess we could almost say she came out of the corporate world into the real nonprofit world. And how are you doing today, Rosemary?
I'm doing great, Ann. Thank you. Thank you.
What have you noticed in, now you've been doing this for a year and a half. I think when we had you on the first time, you'd just been there a couple of weeks, not
right.
very long at all.
Right.
What have you noticed about yourself?
I'm a lot calmer. I feel like I've grown a lot in that year and a half. I felt, oh my goodness, at first with any new job, it's, oh my goodness, is this, am I going to be able to provide something? Am I contribute? And today I sit here and just say, it's just been a great journey for me. It's just been a wonderful journey.
You know, you were sharing with me that you hadn't been on the job very long and your pipes burst in your house.
Yes, the first day of my job.
First day.
Yes.
And how in the past how you would have been bouncing off the walls,
yes.
worried about all your stuff and
yep.
all your things
yep.
in the house and
mm-hmm.
everything, how
mm-hmm.
this was going to come together. And I think you told me your husband made a comment.
He did. He said, I can't believe the house is falling apart. And, you know, it was torn up for 4 months. And he's like, Rosemary, what's wrong with you? I mean, you would be down in the crazy house by now. What's the problem? And I said that I see people that come in with crisis needs every day, homeless, can't pay utilities, being evicted. And I'm going to sit there and complain about my hardwoods buckling, is what I said. And it's put everything in perspective for me personally.
It's nice to be able to have that peace, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great feeling.
You know, I think a lot of people know, there's a United Ministry, but what exactly does the Greater Greenwood United Ministry do?
Well, we actually have two facets of the ministry. There's the crisis ministry, which is where it all began 20 years ago. We help with rent evictions, utility disconnections. We can do food, and we do a lot of referrals. And a new piece is intervention. We're doing intervention with our clients now. It's not only about the Band-Aid on the problem now. It's about helping them through the crisis, getting them on the other side, and helping them be self-sustaining. And then we've got the medical clinic, the free medical clinic as well, and it's a primary care physician clinic. And we provide all the primary care services, and it's for those who have no insurance and no Medicaid. Mm. And most of the time I get the question, what do you mean no insurance? Everybody has insurance. No, there's people out there that can't afford it still, and people that don't qualify for Medicaid, and they fall in a donut hole, and Greater Greenwood United Ministry is there to catch them.
Yeah. So. You know, one of the good things about United Ministries is that they have the ability, because they are totally independent. They don't really take any government money.
Right.
It's all really churches, isn't it?
It is predominantly 52 churches in Greenwood, personal donations. Self Regional is a huge supporter of our free medical clinic, so they give us a grant every year. And, you know, business and industry that give to us through our fundraisers. But other than that, no state or federal funding.
That has to be a very, that's a very unique situation for a nonprofit to be in.
Yes, it is. It is. And you know, we're that way because we're set up, our nonprofit is set up like a church. So we actually pray with our clients and we can share the gospel with them. It's not about the denomination. It's about just sharing Jesus Christ with them. And that's who we are and that's who we're going to stay.
And you have such a big group of volunteers.
Yes, we do.
When I've had Donna on before and Dan Flynn, the size of the volunteers that work, the number of volunteers
yes.
that y'all have, and they all have a job and they all do it well.
Yes, they do. They do. And, you know, they're like new fundraisers. They're there. anytime we have newsletters going out, they're there. Helping the clients and the patients, they're there. All I have to do is ask. And it's just great. I've never worked with volunteers before. And so that's been something new for me. And they've spoiled me. They really have spoiled me.
There is such a difference in working with a nonprofit as working with a for-profit or even mm-hmm. a corporation that is nonprofit but still is worried about that bottom line.
Right, right.
I had somebody explain it to me. I'm not going to share her name, but she explained it to me, having worked in the corporate world, that there was always the reports that had to be in on the 5th. You had to have all this done, and it was always about the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And now she works for a nonprofit, and she goes, you know, if we have the money, great. And if we don't, we're going to find it, but we're not going to stress about it.
That's right. That's right. And our assistance level changes every month based on our checking account balance. That's how we decide how much money we can assist people with. And it can be as low as $50 and it can be as high as $300. It just depends on how much we have in the checking account. And, you know, that's kind of nice. not having to stress over that. It is wonderful being able to do your job and not stressing about that.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what United Ministry is all about. I'm very interested. You said you have a new part, an intervention part. Mm-hmm. What exactly are you talking about there?
Well, when I first came to the ministry, what I saw, because as a new manager, I was not going to change anything for 6 to 8 months. That was my first question. Are you a micromanager? Are you going to come in and flip everything upside down? I said, no, I'm going to wait for 6 to 8 months, have relationship building and know exactly what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm doing yet. So we're going to get all that under our belt and then we'll move forward. And what I really
saw. So they all waited for that 6 to 8 months.
They were happy to wait. They were like, oh, good, she's not going to flip the boat upside down. Woohoo. But what I saw was people that had come for assistance, but they were coming back, you know, every 18 months or every 4 years, depending on what the guideline was right. with them. And so I saw a lot of people coming that were in chronic crisis, actually. And it was basically because of the decisions they were making. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I really saw, was the Band-Aid, like I said, being put on the crisis. And I just felt like it was time for us to really, because Dan Flint had done a great job before me with the guidelines and getting everything set up for me to come in, and it was just beautiful. And so I wanted to take it a step further, and I wanted to have the ministry move toward relationship building with the clients, helping them understand how important employment is, helping them with budget coaching if they have the funds to pay their bills, but maybe they make those kind of strange decisions where today I'm not going to do that, I'm going to buy this, and oh my gosh, tomorrow I don't have the money. So we want to help them through that. We want to help them through the crisis and then steer them toward understanding their budgets and how important it is to get jobs. So that's really what intervention has been.
How have you set up to work with that?
We work with Goodwill, the job connection at Goodwill, and they've worked with us for many years. But what we do when we have clients coming in that we feel like would benefit from the job, we require them to go to Goodwill and actually do some job search, put in some applications. We know that In on the Square was looking for folks. We were sending people down there like crazy, and a lot of them came back and said they had employment within on the Square. So that made us feel really good that, you know, we had helped someone in the community and we had also helped our client. The budget coaching, like I said, we require that of people that we feel like would benefit from that piece of intervention. We have a volunteer coach who comes in, meets one-on-one with our clients, talks with them about budget basics. And some of them come in because they know they have to do it. They come in and do it and they find, whoa, I never knew that about budgeting. It's that easy. Wow, I could make these changes and I could actually have more money at the end of the month. And, you know, a couple of them have been referred into the Dave Ramsey program at St. Mark. I mean, it's been a beautiful thing. It is really, when you see those light bulbs go off in people's heads, you know, it's great. And but when we started intervention, the volunteer said, we're not going to get everybody. We're not going to turn everybody around. I said, I'm not Pollyanna. I understand that, you know, but I also understand, like the little boy I always say on the seashore, picking up those starfish, chunking them into the sea. And the old man stopped him and said, son, there's thousands of starfish here on the beach. What are you doing? You're never going to save them all. And he said, no, but to that one, it made a difference. And
right.
And I feel like that's, you know, that's where the ministry is, that, you know, we're going to help the ones that really want the help. We get people through crisis, and sometimes we won't see them again, and sometimes we will see them again. But it may be because they say, you talked to me about intervention before, and I really wasn't ready. What is there for me? What can you refer me into? So, and we do a lot of referral to community agencies as well. We've got a lot of partners, Salvation Army. We partner with Gleams, United Way, Food Bank, the Soup Kitchen. I mean, we refer people all the time to the other organizations. So I feel like, you know, it's like a partnership with all of us.
You know, one of the things, just bringing that up about a partnership, it is great when organizations can work together mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times have we seen where they haven't worked together?
Right.
And it's like, you're taking some of my
right.
dollars
exactly.
and this type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it has been such a great thing, because we have a community sharing group about every 3 to 4 months of all of our partners. And we come around the table, and we have, you know, we started out trying to have an hour meeting. That was kind of a joke. So it's more like an hour and a half. And now they're, you know, they just kind of hang. And then I'll say, if you need to leave, y'all feel free to leave. But everybody just stays because we want to know more about one another's organizations and how we can buddy up to help people in Greenwood County. It's not about, this is my piece of the pie, get your paws off of it, get
right.
your paws out of my money. It's about, how can we not reinvent the wheel? And we're trying to do this. What are you doing? Okay, so we can partner up and we can share services. And I think that's what everybody really needs to be doing.
They
you
do.
Know,
absolutely.
Really
it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Big
mm-hmm.
difference. All right. Well, we are here with Rosemary Bell. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back. We're here with, as I said, Rosemary Bell, who is the Greater Greenwood United Ministry Executive Director. That's just a small mouthful. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Rosemary Clooney. No, I meant Rosemary Bell.
Close.
Rosemary, there you go. All right. Who knew? Who knew? We're right here talking with Rosemary Bell. She is the executive director of the Greater Greenwood United Ministry. So many good programs come out of there. You know, probably the one that people maybe are the most familiar with is probably the medical clinic.
Yes.
And you do so much for helping people get the medications that they need.
Yes.
And you're right. You would think with the Affordable Care Act that we would be saying, well, that's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can this not be taken care of, Rosemary?
Right. It's just not. I mean, it is just not. The pharmaceutical companies we work with are wonderful to give us still some free, not as many free.
But they can't do as much as they
no,
do they?
No. And we're getting a lot of generics now, you know. And discounted meds, we still get discounted meds, but it's tough. And we're blessed to have a pharmacy with our clinic. It's right there. And
right.
our patients, it's for our patients, and they can come, you know, the physician writes out that prescription, and they can come right there and get it filled. And we have most things, mostly diabetes medications, blood pressure medications is what everybody seems to be on because of our lifestyles, unfortunately. But we take care of our patients right there with that pharmacy. So it's a blessing.
It is. Now, just for how many dollars, how much in medications does the clinic run?
Last year, we spent $65,000 on medications ourselves. That was us buying the meds. And the value of those medications I'm thinking it was like $716,000. So the value far outweighs the expense for our patients. But people, when I tell them those statistics, they're like, "What? That's crazy. That is really crazy." But people have to have medications, and many people will die without them. So.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems that we have too, don't we, Rosemary, is that people decide if they do have a medication, if they're supposed to be taking one pill, they'll take half a pill.
Right,
and
right.
And that's not doing them the good.
Or they won't take it. You know, if I feel better, that's the old thing. I mean, I hope my physicians aren't listening, but I've been guilty of that myself. You know, it's like, well, I'm feeling better. I'm just not going to take the rest of it because I'll hang on to it.
When I need it.
When I need it, you know, but with blood pressure and diabetes, you can't do that. You just can't do it. And sometimes that's what we have to teach our patients is how important it is to take it every single day. Don't ration yourself. You have to take it every single day.
That's right. And not only that, but you also deal with some doctors and dentists and eye care people too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Actually, through the crisis ministry, we work with the Lions Club, the Greenwood and the Matthews Lions Club. And clients can come in and maybe qualify for free glasses. We help them fill out the application. We fax it to the Lions Club, and then it's their decision whether or not they're approved or disapproved. And then we work with the eye clinic to get their eye exams and their glasses for them. And the dentist, we have two dentists in town, maybe three dentists in town, that we used to have a dental clinic. Mm-hmm. It's a dental care ministry now. So we actually, three dentists will do extractions for us. And the new patients come in on Thursday. They're interviewed, and then we funnel them out to whatever dentist has some open slots that they can take them in. And that's just a beautiful thing how all that works.
I know. But I think, you know, sometimes people aren't aware. If you're not having need of the clinic, you don't know all the things that they're able to do down there.
That's right. That's right. And one thing that we saw this past year was some clients came in and had to have $100, $200 copays before they could have knee surgery or before they could have hip surgery. And they didn't have the money. I mean, they don't have money for their meds. They didn't have money for copays. We went to our board, and they graciously agreed that we could set aside a small amount of money that could help with some of that for our patients. And I actually saw a patient this weekend, and he said, "I owe everything to Greenwood United Ministry because I had hip surgery," I think he had. And he said, "Without you, I would not be standing here and able to sit and move on my own because you guys helped with that copay and I could get that surgery done." So, that's a beautiful thing.
That's something that you wouldn't have even thought of as a problem, would you have, Rosemary?
No, yeah. And I mean, that was wonder when he told me that, I was like, wow, that is really, you know, that makes you feel like you've really made a difference in somebody's life. And he said, "I just sing your praises all the time because you guys are awesome. You changed my life. In more ways than one, you changed my life."
Wow.
But I'm able to, and he didn't have a cane, nothing. He was just, I wouldn't have believed he had hip surgery. He's doing great. I mean, he's doing absolutely great.
Wow. Well, those are the things that make you really go, wow. And as far as any of the other programs that you have, the crisis ministry, I think, is real important because you're able to just jump in there where somebody is in crisis. Mm-hmm. It may not be a standard thing.
Right, right. And, you know, I have an example of someone that came in several months ago, and this gentleman had cancer, and he was being evicted from his home. And, I mean, to me, I was like, how can you do that?
That's,
you know,
just wrong, yeah.
And here he was on having his chemo and his radiation done, and he owed, you know, his rent money. And he wasn't feeling well the day he came in. And so we processed him through, gave him his appointment. It was like the next day. And he came back, and he still wasn't feeling very well. But we paid a large portion of that eviction for him. Because, you know, to me, I'm sitting there going, he shouldn't be worrying about whether or not he's going to be on the street tomorrow. He's got to be taking care of his body to you know, try to get that immunity up again and fight this cancer. But, you know, you just never know. You never know what kind of clients are going to walk in the door. And you want to help them all. We don't help them all. We can't help them all.
Absolutely.
Because we have those guidelines the church has set up. But we do help a lot of people.
I think that is awesome. Hey, I'm here with Rosemary Bell. We're going to hear the news, and we'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass, right here between Burger King and South State Bank. So there you go. Used to be Bank of America. Things change, don't they, Rosemary?
Yes, they do.
That's
absolutely
right.
Do.
And we are talking about United Ministries, the Greater Greenwood United Ministries, to be exact. And, of course, we were just talking about how great the crisis center, crisis ministry is in helping people in ways that you would think just would not happen. Mm-hmm. But they do day in and day out right there at the crisis center. And one of the things that I think though is important is that y'all are not just giving out money just because people come in there now, are you?
Absolutely not. Nope, it doesn't quite happen that way. We have documentation that has to be given to us. You know, people having disconnections have to have that utility company showing here it's going to be disconnected on this date. This amount of money will stop the disconnection. Same with an eviction. There has to be a date with money needed to stop the eviction. We don't give the client the money at all. It will go to the utility company, and it will go to the landlord. We have certain income. They have to have paychecks or disability, proof of disability, Social Security, child support. We have a lot of hoops to jump through in that assessment piece.
Sure.
To actually get to the point where they're getting interviewed for their assistance. And like I was saying, we don't help everyone because number one, we can't afford to help everybody, but we really try to help those who are finding themselves in true crisis because of something has happened. My car blew up, or my tires, you know, I had to buy 4 new tires, or I lost my job. That's been a big one for us. I've lost my job. My husband lost his job. So those are some big things that we see. It's not just, you know, I can't pay my bill this month.
Sure.
And I need you guys to kick in some money for me. So it's different.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think that in the past that we used to see, and this really harkens to this, is the church was the place where people mm-hmm. went. In small communities, it was the church where you could go and get some help. If
right,
you needed it.
Right.
And really what we have here is, 52 churches that have come together and structured a organization that can help people regardless of denomination.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And come right there and get the help that they need.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just a, you know, I think a lot of us are real concerned in this world about things that are just handouts but
yeah,
not hand-ups.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the ministry has always been the hand up. You know, we put a lot of accountability back on the client that if you want the assistance, we're going to help you. You might not like what we're going to tell you, but we're going to throw the ball back in your court so that you can show us. You can bring back something to show us that you were serious about what we had told you and had shared with you. So there's a big accountability piece that goes with all of it now.
Yeah.
And I think it has to be that way. It totally has to be that way.
And what is the feeling of the clients?
Some cry.
You know,
yeah. Some are so, so grateful, so thankful. You know, I don't know what I would have done without you guys. There's sometimes they come in and they owe $1,200 on a bill. There's no way we can touch that. But we tell them up front, we're very honest and transparent and saying to them, we can help you with a portion. But what we do with that, if we're not helping them with that whole amount, then we tell the client before we can actually pledge our amount, that other amount has to be somehow you have to pay that and show a receipt that that's been paid and then bring it back to us. Because, again, we have to be so careful with the funds that we do have, and we want to be the best stewards of the churches and the
community. Well, just paying a partial bill would not help the situation.
Well, exactly, exactly. And, you know, sometimes paying somebody's total bill doesn't help them because they don't understand, well, I got it paid, so I'm off the hook this month. I won't worry about the next one for 30 days. And, you know, we're just not about that. We're really trying to make a huge difference. And again, holding our clients accountable.
It's a different philosophy than what so many charities are.
Yes, yes. And, but you know, funders are really looking at that. I even had one funder tell me, we've got to get away from the numbers thing, that it's all about how many people you've helped, how much money you've given. It's about changing the lives and what you're doing day to day. What is the true story of you turned this person's life around? I had a lady last year come in. She was 41, and she had never worked. In the ministry, she had been back several times for assistance. And, you know, when the notes are in the folders, I'm just a hard ball, you know, hard nose, I guess. It's like, okay, we've got to stop this at some point because we've got to help them get through this chronic crisis thing. And I sat her down, talked to her, and told her that, you know, we had given her the Goodwill pack to go for the job search, but it had never been turned in, and she really needed to do it. Well, she said, okay, will you give me another one? And we'd given her, like, three. And I said, no. I mean, I just reacted, and I said, no, I can't. And then my heart threw right
made
in
you
there.
Feel, made you feel guilty.
My here. Heart threw in, Rosemary, yes, you can. You'll give her one more. But you won't tell her, bring it back for proof that you've done it. You'll just give it to her. So I gave it to her, and I said, look, don't bring it back because we're past all that. Just take it and do something with it. You know, you need to get a job. It's going to help you immensely being able to be self-sufficient. She walked out. 2 weeks later, she comes back. She's in the lobby jumping up and down asking for me. So I go out there and I bring her in the intake room, and she said, I've got something for you. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, she has the signed pack and I don't know what to say, you know? And she laid all her paperwork on the desk, and I was like, what's this? She got a job. She got a job. She had never had a job ever in her life.
41.
And we were both crying. We were both hugging each other and crying. And she said, and I said, what made the difference? And she said, you just laid it on the table for me. And I think a lot of times our clients just need that. Somebody else other than mom or dad or some, you know, husband or
family
nagging.
Member, yeah.
Right. It just needed to be somebody else to say, you can change your life doing this. Just do it. Just go do it. And she said, I'd never applied for a job. I applied 3 days later. I got an interview. 2 days later, I was hired. And I just had to come back up here. My 9-year-old son is ecstatic. He said, I'm so proud of you. I mean, that was a great day. I mean, that was just a great day to know that that was one of those starfish that I had talked about.
Right.
It made a difference to that one. And we don't
but
have
if
that.
You hadn't been the hard ass telling her
exactly
to do
right.
this,
exactly
she probably would have been back whenever time she could come back
right.
and try to get another one.
That's exactly right.
And see, that is what's wrong with our whole entitlement system.
Yes, it is. It is. And that's what bugs the heck out of me. You know, my friends, when I got this job, said they're going to be broke in a week because you're going to give everything they got away. But, you know, the guidelines are tough, and we've gotten a lot tougher, like I said, with accountability. And we have to. Like I said, the funders are looking at that. They're looking for programs that are holding people accountable. This is the future of our society.
Hold their feet to the fire.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, this is the future of our society. I tell my kids all the time, y'all are the ones that are going to be taking care of me in the nursing home, for Pete's sake. You know, you've got to understand what you're doing. I mean, you've got to have a desire to want to do this.
Exactly.
So,
but it's true.
Yeah.
And we have the same problem, whether it's food stamps or any of these things. We have got to have accountability. So I think it's terrific that you're able as an organization to stand on your own.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we get the whole, you know, well, I thought y'all were a Christian organization. We get that sometimes of, because you're not helping me. Yes, we're loving you like Jesus loved you. We're loving you, but you don't work, you don't eat. That's in the Bible. You don't work, you don't eat. We have to have that tough love, too, to get you through whatever it is you're going through. So, no, we are a Christian organization, and we love you enough to care about you to get you through this crisis.
You know, I think there's something about teach a man to fish.
Yes.
Same principle. That's right.
A little great little parable there.
Absolutely. Hey, I tell you what, we are here with Rosemary Bell from the Greater Greenwood United Ministry. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock-bottom prices and smooch-able results.
Oh, that's right. I tell you what, I'm going to go home and do a few cartwheels when I get out of here after talking to Rosemary here today. I was having kind of a down day, but Rosemary has showed me there's another way here today. But Rosemary, one of the questions before we start talking about the Music for Ministry program that's coming up that's going to be so much fun, I wanted to ask you, how has the numbers, as far as the numbers of people that you're helping, you know, 2008, 2009, the economy was really, really bad. Numbers say that the economy is coming back slowly, but what is your organization seeing?
We're seeing the numbers of clients decrease slightly. I mean, not like by leaps and bounds, but the numbers are down from last year. We are seeing more people come in who are employed, and they're looking for assistance because of, you know, a crisis, a real crisis. And I've said we have to get back to those roots of real life crisis. That's what we're there for. That's what we were created for. And when our number, it's what I tell the board, when our number of clients goes down, our amount of assistance can go up per client. Mm-hmm. So that's our assistance level has really gone up a lot in the last few months. And we're thrilled about that because we're helping, we might be helping fewer clients, but we're giving them more assistance. That's what it's about, is we're looking at those that are really having that crisis.
Now, on the flip side, how about the donations and everything? Because I know 2008, 2009, it was difficult because everybody was struggling.
It was. And I know Dan talked to me about that, that it was really tough there with the churches, with the personal donations. We have a very giving community. Our churches are so faithful. And even if there's 30 people in the church, they're going to give $100 for the year. That may be a real stretch for them, but you know, they're so faithful and they're always giving to us. And then of course we have our churches that every month they're sending a donation, and they're blessed with the larger congregations and the money's there. I mean, I haven't seen a big change in the year and a half I've been there, other than personal donations. The personal donations has gone down some, and I don't know if that's just personal preference of organization or what that is, but then we'll get a $500 check come in from someone. You know, you just never know. I mean, but I really haven't seen, as far as the budget, a huge decrease in the amount of money that we receive.
Now, how would you say your budget is? You have enough to do what you need to do?
Oh, yes. And you know, like I said, I look at that budget every month to see our level of assistance, and I just want to keep bumping it up. I mean, the volunteers just kind of start gasping. Are we sure? Are we going to do this again? Oh, goodness. Yeah. But, you know, I have the faith that I see God in our ministry every day. He provides for us every single day. And I don't worry about that. I came in worrying about it. Oh, my gosh, what if I can't get funds coming in?
Right.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to be the ED that makes it go boom, splat, because I couldn't get the funds. But God provides. I mean, they're there. And people are very giving. And if they know that you have an organization that's making a huge difference in the community and providing a great service, then they're more apt to support what you do.
You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think Greenwood is a very giving community, and I really think part of it goes back to Greenwood Mills and the concept of mill housing and the whole community that was there. They cared about each other.
Yes.
And that, even though we have a lot of new people and everything, that became kind of the glue of the community.
And I think people learn. I'm not from Greenwood. I moved here from Columbia, and that's what I felt like. It took me a while to get used to the fact that there was one mall.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but the community was just so welcoming, and just, this is my home now. you know, I used to work with people that said, she'll never call it home. It's my home. It is my home. And I'm very proud to tell people I live in this community.
Absolutely. It is. And so to be working with a nonprofit organization that does so much good for the community, and they are very blessed to have a person like you that just keeps making it happen.
I can't do it without the man upstairs.
Okay. Well, kudos to you too there, bud. All right. But now I want to spend a little bit of time here because I know we had you in here to talk about this, but you are doing music for ministry. Tell us how this all got started and what it's all about.
Well, it got started. Again, we're going back to that funding thing. And you know, I told you, I'm not a grant writer. I'm not a person. I told the board this. I can't be married to a computer looking for grants because I'm the people person. I love relationships.
Okay.
And I went to the Lenten Luncheon last year and went to the Catholic Church and met Father James Crowley. And we were talking about the challenge of funding. And he said, you know what, Rosemary? You need to come up with an event that is a signature event for the ministry, something nobody else is doing. So I carried that all year. We do. What do we do? What do we need to do? We do a great 5K in the spring.
Right.
What can we do? We don't want to do a cookbook. We don't, you know, it's something everybody else has done. So we decided to do a Christian concert. Wow, what a great idea. We're churches, we're spiritual. Let's do a Christian concert and a barbecue because everybody loves barbecue.
Yep, there
you
go.
That's how it was born. That's how the whole idea was born, and pulled the staff and the volunteers together, and everybody said, this could be a good thing. So we came up with Music for Ministry.
Okay, now where is Music for Ministry going to be, and when is it?
It is next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday, the 26th of September.
Correct.
It is 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and it is at South Main Street Baptist Church.
Okay.
We took it to South Main because in 1995, our ministry was born in the basement of South Main Street Baptist Church. So my idea was, let's get it back to the roots. And this first year, we hope it'll be year to year, an annual event. We're going to take it back to South Main where it was born. So that's kind of what we did.
Now, you've got, starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, you have Venue 1 and Venue 2. Are you going to have two going on at the same time?
Yes, we'll have two concerts going on at the same time. We've had, the concert is totally free. We're doing love offering. If people feel so moved to make a donation to the ministry, fine. But we've got 18 churches in Greenwood and one in 96 that have graciously agreed to bring praise bands, choirs, dancers, soloists to South Main to actually do these concerts. And we didn't want to do it outside, not in September with rain.
Right.
So we're going to have both of those venues. One starts at 10 and the other starts at 10:30.
Wow. So this is going to be something to see then.
Yes, it is. It is. We don't even know what to think because we've never done it before. So, you know, and the barbecue's a part of it from 11 to 2. If you know James Charles, Chad Charles's dad, he makes some awesome barbecue, and he is the one that is cooking for us. So from 11 until 2, we'll have the food. The barbecue plates are $7. And we're also going to have a silent auction that we've got some awesome, awesome silent auction items.
Like what?
Well, BHC Trucking has donated a truckload of either mulch or crush and run, free delivery to whoever wins that. Lowe's donated a grill to us yesterday, a gas grill to us. We just have... Firestone did three tire rotation oil changes, $60 coupons. I mean, everybody that was asked did something. It has been just amazing. Like I said, this community has just been so giving for this event. And we've got t-shirts for sale, and I have to put this plug in for the t-shirts. My daughter works at Emerald Ink and Stitches, and we had a blue long sleeve. These are long sleeve tees that we're selling. And we had navy blue, and she said, Mom, if you're going to sell them, everybody don't like navy blue. And I said, well, that's true. So what do you suggest? I don't know what colors. Oh, my goodness, here we go. And then I said, you know what? It's football season. Most everybody, not everyone, but most everybody likes Clemson or Carolina. Let's do an orange and a burgundy shirt to go with that blue one So you've got your rivals, and then I'm sorry, Georgia and Florida and all you other guys, but navy is available if you don't like burgundy or orange. And like I said, they are long sleeve tees, and we'll be selling those. They're $15, it is a good price. So, and again, all the proceeds from this event are going to help with these programs and services of Greater Greenwood United Ministry.
That's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Can you tell I'm excited?
Not at all. Not at all. Now, if people want to donate, can they still donate to help with this?
Yes. Yes, they certainly can. They can go on our website, www.greatergreenwoodunitedministry.org. We have PayPal set up. They can donate right there. They can drop a check in the mail. 1404 Edgefield Street is our mailing address. So if anybody wants to hand deliver money, I take hand delivered checks as well.
Or they can call you, can't they?
They can certainly call us at the ministry.
And what's the number over there to call?
My actual number is 223-9144. And if you want more information, of course, our website has information. Our newsletter is going out today. There's lots of information in the newsletter. The Index Journal's been great working with us. We're going to have the schedule in the paper on Wednesday, and then again next Wednesday and Friday, because we want people to get excited about these two venues. We've got some great music, and these bands and all, they are so excited.
Well, I mean, you look at the different things that are here. I mean, I was just looking over in one of the venues, the Southern Winds Flute Ensemble.
Yes, we have a pastor, actually, the pastor with Aldersgate.
Right.
She is in that flute ensemble. So they were one of the first churches signed up. She was like, we want to do this. And there's just a lot of great stuff. And you know, people say, oh, I don't like that contemporary praise and worship stuff. It's just loud and it's whatever. But there's something for every single ear.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead, Rosemary.
There is traditional. There's hymns. There's going to be contemporary praise and worship. Like I said, there'll be soloists. There's an interpretive movement, some dancers, some gospel singing.
I see Anna Mills Pilates.
Yes. Yeah, there is something for every ear. So, you know, like I said, we're excited about it. Just if people come on out. You don't have to stay all day. People say, do I stay all day? Drop in, eat some barbecue.
Purchase some t-shirts. Make some offers on the silent auction items.
Yes.
And please go ahead and leave so we can get more people in there.
We're hoping it'll be a big day.
Yeah.
We did something really cool. Carl Brock, who did Steeples of Greenwood, mm-hmm. We took pictures of all of our member churches, their signs or their building.
Right.
He took Connie Maxwell Baptist Church, the back of it, and he put all these bits and pieces of these 52 churches in the back of this church, and he has made United Ministries Church. It is a print that we'll be selling. And
That's very nice. It is
beautiful. It's a 20th anniversary commemorative print. So those will be for sale as well.
How much do those sell for?
Those are $35.
Wow.
Unframed.
That's terrific. You know, I think a lot of people, I'm going to bring a little bit of Sharp Facets in here just to tell you, a lot of people don't realize that the reason that you have crosses in all the different shapes or different symbols is because a lot of them, particularly the old English churches, they were takeoffs on the steeples from the churches.
Now, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. We had a whole collection of crosses. We've long since sold them, but people would go, why does it look like that? Well, It actually was the cross that was on the steeple of the church.
Wow, that's really neat. I actually collect them myself. My office is starting to become a cross.
Because
people are even giving them to me now, but they're all so different.
Exactly.
And very unique, a lot of them. So,
yeah.
They're fascinating.
They are. Well, listen, Rosemary, it certainly has been a joy to have you here today, and so glad to see that the Greater Greenwood United Ministry is doing well under your leadership here.
Well, thank you very much, Anne. It has been a wonderful meeting with you, and my pleasure.
Absolutely. And, of course, we wish you all the best with Music for Ministry. This is a fundraiser for the Greater Greenwood United Ministry. It is September 26th, not this Saturday, the following Saturday.
Yes.
I know you're going to want to find some time to go over there, and we'll have to give you something from Sharp Facets here for the
sounds
silent
awesome.
Action.
Sounds awesome. Sounds awesome.
All righty. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.